give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? Boy, did we have a wonderful day here at Bible Baptist Church. I celebrated 17 years here as pastor of the most wonderful folks in all the world. God has just been so good to us, and far better than I would deserve, and we're honored to serve as pastor of these folks, and God's just given us a great collection of folks here, and we love them, and they surely love us, and we're so deeply grateful for the cards and notes and kindness that they showed to us yesterday in celebrating 17 years here at Bible Baptist Church, and we rejoice in God's goodness to us, and I hope you had a great church service where you were, and that God met with you, and that spoke to your heart, and that decisions were made for Christ, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. Now, if your Bible's nearby today, I want you to go to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. One verse to read to you, verse 14, where James says, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away." And then Philippians 1 and verse 21, where Paul writes, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." John Rawlings said his father asked him, "Son, take me to the house. I'd like to spend one more night at home." And so he was released from the hospital and allowed to go home with John, his son, where he lay on a hospital bed. The next day at noon, John and his family sat beside him. "I don't want to die," his father said. John kissed him on the brow and placed his hand under his father's head. His eyes were already set when he repeated, "I don't want to die." "Papa, Mom is in heaven. You're old and you're sick and you cannot live and you're saved." He said, "Son, I'm saved, but I don't want to die." "Tell me why," John asked. "Son, I've not done enough for my blessed Lord." His mouth closed, and those were the last words that he ever spoke in this life. His regret was that he wasted his life. John Rawlings said he'll never forget that day. C.T. Studd was a missionary to China and India in the late 1800s and early 1900s, and C.T. Studd said this, quote, "Some want to live within the sound of church or chapel bell. I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell," end quote. He also wrote a poem that at least a couple of lines we're all familiar with. They say this, "Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." In one phrase, he gives us what should be the whole goal and purpose of the Christian life. Maybe you've heard it before, but I want you to ponder that phrase today, and I want to glean some lessons from it. Number one, only one life. It tells him that my life is single. The first modern missionary from America was Adoniram Judson, and he said this, quote, "You have one life, you have but one life, in which to prepare for eternity. Had you four or five lives, two or three of them might be spent in carelessness, but you only have one. Every action of that one life gives coloring to your eternity. How important, then, that you spend that life so as to please the Savior." Those are profound words. This life you have is the only one you'll ever have. So may God help us to make it count for eternity. May God help us to live our life for things that matter. May God help us to spend our time doing things that will make a difference in the kingdom of God. I read of an assistant pastor who went to visit an old man who lived his whole life in sin and selfishness. He finally came to the Lord in his 60s when he was diagnosed with cancer. And this pastor went to visit him shortly before his death. The day that he was there, the older man was in a reminiscent mood. But the pastor didn't hear stories about the good old days like he expected to. Instead, it was more like a confessional. The old man shared with his pastor how he had, before he come to the Lord, he had neglected his family for his job. He'd not been there for his children like he should have been. How he had not trained up his children in the Lord or even with any real character. How he had missed out on opportunities to make his life count by doing good to others or serving God. Instead, he had lived for sin and pleasure and popularity, making money, accumulating material things. The pastor said he could recall during that conversation, the man suddenly grew very quiet. Sensing some inner struggle, the pastor sat silently awaiting the man's next words, really not knowing what to say. A few moments passed and the man looked away from the pastor and wiped a tear from his eye as he said, "I sure wish I could live my life over again." You know, that's true of many, many people. The fact of the matter is, though, we can't live our life over again. Our lives are single. Only one life to live, and then it's over. You better make it count because it's all you get. Number two, it says, "Only one life 'twill soon be passed." That reminds me, my life is short. It's short. There's many metaphors in the Bible that comparisons of the Bible to talking about our lives. We just read one this morning in James 4:14. "What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." It's a vapor. Then the Bible says our lives are like grass and flowers that wither after a short time in the sun. Psalm 103, verses 15 and 16. "As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it's gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more." You understand, our lives are like a shadow. Job 14, "Man that is born of woman is a few days. He fleeth as a shadow and continueth not." You can stand stationary in your yard as the sun comes up, and you may have a long shadow, but by midday, the shadow's gone. Our lives compared to a story. Psalm 90 and verse 9, "All our days are passed away in wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told." Our lives are compared to a vapor, to grass and flowers, to a shadow, to a story, to a wind that passes by. "For he remembereth that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again." Psalm 78:39. Our lives are compared to a weaver's shuttle. Job 7 verse 6, "My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle." By the way, a weaver's shuttle can make a complete rotation in about 1 second. Then Hosea says our lives are like foam on the water. The Bible says, "As for Samaria, her king is cut off as the foam upon the water." Go to a big body of water, catch a wave coming in, and as the water recedes, it leaves a few foam bubbles, but within seconds they disappear and another wave rolls in. Every one of these verses is trying to get us to understand something. Our lives are short. No, they're not. No, our lives are very short, and we need to make them count. In light of eternity, this brief span of our lives is very short in comparison. Our life is single. Our life is short, and then only what's done for Christ will last. That reminds me, my life is serious. Someone said, "We're not here to play, to dream, to drift. We have hard work to do and loads to lift." Life is serious. There's a story about the notoriously absent-minded Dwight Morrow. He was a distinguished American lawyer, banker, and diplomat in the late 1800s, early 1900s. One time, getting off the train in New York, he rushed into a telegraph office and wired to his secretary, "Why, I'm in New York. What am I supposed to do?" I mean, here's one of America's premier business and legal leaders getting off a train in New York, having no clue what he's there for. His secretary promptly wired him back, "You're on your way to Princeton to deliver a lecture. Hurry." It's sad to say, many like this Morrow fella wander through life with no earthly idea what they're here for. It's fascinating to me how the Bible compares us to sheep. And if you know anything about sheep or you study them, by nature they only live for the moment. Their line of vision is never more than the next clump of grass. They chew a clump, go on to the next clump, and they get further and further away from the fold. That's why without a shepherd they wander off. They have no direction or purpose. And too many people are like that. The Bible tells us that we are created for one purpose, and that is to bring glory to God. Isaiah 43:7, "Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory." Paul said in Philippians 1:21, "For to me to live is Christ." Is that your testimony? Is that what you would say today? Can you honestly say, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain"? Or would it really be, if we were honest, for to me to live is pleasure? Or for to me to live is my family? Or for to me to live is my job? Or for to me to live is money? Or for to me to live is material things? Or for to me to live is popularity? Or for to me to live is man's acceptance? And if you have filling in with any of those other things, you can't complete the last part of the statement, which is to die is gain. If any of those other things are true, then to die is loss. Because to have lived would have been a loss, and to die is to have to come to terms with a life that was misspent and wasted on lesser things. But when you can say, for to me to live is Christ, then you can complete that and say, and to die is gain. So our life is single. We only have one life. Our life is short. It's just a vapor. Our life is serious. Stephen Alford, pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in New York City, was influenced by one life. My parents, he said, were missionaries in Angola. I was born in Africa. At an early age, I was saved. Then one day, I went to Britain to study to be an engineer. And little by little, I lost the glow of my Christian faith. But one night, I had a motorcycle accident. I was taken to the hospital, where the doctors held out little hope for my recovery. At the time, my father was still in Africa and did not know what I was going through. One day, I received a letter from him in which he said, "My son, of most importance is this fact. Only one life. 'Twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." It was like a hammer blow, he said. I was shattered. I could see my life before my Maker's a shriveled up piece of waste. My father's word echoed in my soul. I just looked in the face of my Lord by faith and said, "I give in. No more rebellion. I've been a fool. I've tried to run my own life. I have made an awful mess of it. I come back to you. I want you to receive me. I return in humility and repentance." As I knelt in the presence of God, a wonderful peace came into my heart. I yielded my life to him. I said, "Lord Jesus, I want you to take over the reins of my life. I want you to be the supreme sovereign." And he did. Not only did God meet me in my deep spiritual need, but he also healed me. For in 3 weeks' time, I was on my feet again. Only one life. 'Twill soon it will pass. Only what's done for Christ will last. My friend, if that's true, and it is, what are you doing about it? First of all, if you're not saved, you need to get saved. Don't waste another minute outside of Jesus Christ. Get saved now. Now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Don't boast yourself of tomorrow. You do not know what a day can bring forth. Number two, if you're already saved, you're already a believer, will you realign your life so that you're living with eternity's values in view? What changes did you make? What priorities need to be set? Is there less time on TV and more time in the Word of God? Is there more time to witness for Christ and to share Christ with others and neighbors, co-workers? Is there any stubborn habits that you need to just give up for God? Maybe you need to start giving to God his tithe, spending less of your money on yourself or your pleasures. Maybe you need to spend more time with your spouse or your children. You can never take your career to heaven, but you can take your family to heaven with you. My friend, let's remember today, this Monday, October 24th, 2022, only one life, so soon it will pass. Only what's done for Christ will last. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Well, I hope we'll live that way today, and it'll impact our life as it did many, many others. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I'll look forward to being back on the broadcast with you tomorrow. Have a great Monday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. Or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.